This week on It Danger Pod, Jackson is back from vacation, finally, and I got nominated for a Little Gay Award.
It's dangerous. Oh, you go.
What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties and some Vidya games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about video games. Or maybe not video games today.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Video games, sometimes.
Yeah, this might be a casual video games one. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
And this episode is brought to you by our Patreon producers, Miss Teary and John, a.k.a. The Bull. Thank you both very, very much. More about the Patreon later. But Juice, it's great to see you. It's almost 2 weeks since we last chatted, which most people might not know. That's a long time.
For us, that's a very long time.
It's a very long time. Like, typically,
we talk like every day.
It's true. Typically, we record the pod. Wednesdays is our day, usually.
Yeah, Wednesdays is our day.
A little bit of wiggle room whenever we need to. And then, like, we text most days, if not every day. And I've been gone. That's on me. I went away on vacation, and we'll talk more about that later. But
devastated. Never do it again.
I only texted a little bit here and there. We were talking earlier. I was very good at disconnecting and staying off my phone. It was dead for some days, and I was like, that's fine. I don't need it. And I was really genuinely, it sounds so fucking stupid, Juice, but I was so proud of myself for disconnecting.
That
as well as work. Like, when I was home for the holidays over the Christmas break, the holiday break, I was fixated on work, and I just couldn't disconnect no matter how hard I tried. And it was really, really stressful. This one, I did a great job, and I'm so proud of myself. Put the phone down, just kind of tried to relax and recharge and recoup a little bit.
So you're saying I'm stressful?
No, not at all. Not at all. What I'm saying is, I'm glad that we're reconnected. You know what I mean?
I know, me too. Just letting you know, when I'm on vacation, I'm still going to text you every single day.
Sounds great. As long as there's no, banana hammock pictures, then it's fine.
Well, if I want to send you my outfit of the day, a little OOTD.
OOTD. Do you know that nobody ever explained to me what OOTD was? It took me a while, and I'm not proud to admit it, but I just saw it repeatedly, including a woman I was dating at the time. Would post all the time, and I just never asked, and I just, like, after weeks of sleuthing, of investigating, figured it out on my own.
Mine was Ishball.
Itchy ball?
Itchy balls?
Itchy balls?
Ishball.
What is that?
I-J-B-O-L.
I-J-B-O-L? Hold on.
Ishball.
Oh, fuck. Oh, it's all coming apart over here. I-J-B-O-L.
Yeah, what is it?
I've literally never seen this. So it leads me to believe that it's maybe in the more the queer circles, perhaps. No. It's not? Is this just like a brain rot thing?
It's more a youth brain rot thing.
Oh,
do you want a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Adjacent to LOL.
I just burst out laughing.
Incredible.
I'm basically incredible. A detective.
Beautifully done,
I'm the world's
actually.
Greatest detective.
That was incredible.
Never
first
seen
try.
That in my life. Never Amazing. Seen that in my life.
I'm actually genuinely really proud.
Thank you. I'm so proud of me too. Look at me go. I'm crushing it.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't think you were going to get it.
Thank you. Yeah, no.
I just burst out laughing.
Yeah, no, I like that. I mean, I don't like that. I don't want to ever use that. And if anyone sends me that message, I'm just going to yell at them. But
what if I start running Ishball to you all the time? It's just lol, it's icky to say.
Just lol. You know? I don't even lol. I'm not a lol guy. I'm not a raw
flirter. I find lols to be slightly passive aggressive. If I lol at you, I'm being passive aggressive.
Yeah. I'm a ha 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 boy because it's a scale. It's a sliding scale.
I'm a he 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 boy.
No, I'm not a. What is it? Yeah, I'm not that either. I can't even make that sound. But I'm a ha because it's a scale. Ha 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 is a scale. I can be like ha 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 or ha 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 ha. You know what I mean? And
I
you
hate
know
when
how
Siri
funny I think it is.
Changes my haha to a caps lock.
All caps
haha. Oh, it makes me so fucking mad. It always sends them to you too. And I'm always like, oh, wasn't that funny?
And you go, Siri, shut up. And then you send me a follow up message being like, just so you know, I didn't actually think it was that funny. That's just Siri.
It wasn't that funny. I didn't laugh that hard. That's all caps. That's a very, all caps haha.
Oh,
that's very dramatic.
Aggressive. I don't think if you've earned an all caps ha 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 from me, you've worked really hard for it, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. No. You've gotten a few out of me, but they're usually in person.
Yeah.
Never over text.
We have fun. Yeah. What, how's the last like week and a half been for you, Jupes?
It's been fine. I kind of hate my job right now, which we talked about off camera. But it's fine. It'll get better. You and I talked and you had the revelation that I'm only there 8 hours a week.
I had no fucking idea. So anyone who's listened to the podcast knows that, you know, once a month minimum, we come in here and you're like, I'm so fucking mad. My job is making me so angry. So you, dear Barely Gamer, may be reasonably concluding that this is a full-time 40-hour job. Juice, you told me just before we went live, how many hours do you work this job that you yell about frequently?
Well, 8 classes, so it's 8 hours.
8 hours is so disproportionate.
Actually, you're going to be, actually, I'm so sorry. I did the math wrong. 7. I'm only there for 7 classes, so it's 7 hours.
The amount of strife that this job has given you, and you're only there 7 hours a week?
I know,
that's ridiculous.
Really
get the fuck out of there. We'll find you something else. Like, if you came to me and you're like, man, I hate my job every week, and it's like a 40-hour work week, I'm like, yeah, I could kind of see how, you know, working that many hours, it like wears you down over time. But no, this wears you down very quickly in a very short amount of time, and it's so concerning. You gotta get out.
I know.
You gotta get out.
I know. If anybody wants a plucky fitness instructor, I'm real fun. I promise. I am real fun. But you also, my summer is really filling up with drag gigs. So, like,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, no. It's really filling up. It's because this always happens. I started doing my taxes. And I realized that I work like once a month, but it's one large gig.
Yeah.
So it pays me like quite a bit for that month. So it's just like, okay, well, I don't need to work every other weekend. I could just do this one gig and then like, that's great.
Cool.
And that's very like I'm up to the pastures. I'm grazing in the forest.
Do you even do drag anymore?
Unbooked and unbothered, babe. But like, so I was looking at it, my books from last year, and I was doing my taxes, and I was just like, oh, like there's not as many invoices as I would have thought. And then I realized, I was like, oh, it's the little gigs in between that I don't invoice for, like the smaller pay ones that just kind of fill up your schedule that make you look quote unquote busier. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know what, maybe this summer I'll fill my weekends with those, like, you know, I don't want to say smaller because that's, you know, condescending, but those gigs that aren't those like big, like you've got to do the contracts, you've got to do the fucking riders, like all that. I was like, I'll just fill my like in between schedule with like those ones, the like local gigs or stuff that are a little bit closer that I can work at.
Passion and envelope.
Literally, like the cash ones where it's like you're mostly working on tips and then like you get
tax,
like,
man ain't getting
feed.
Shit.
Egg fucking exactly there, brother. So I was just like, so I've been sitting and I've been filling up my weekends for the next few months with those.
Damn.
Yeah. So if I do rage quit, I'll be okay. But yeah.
When do you start to get busy with drag again?
End of the month.
Wow, no shit. We're 2 weeks from the end of the month now.
Yeah, I'm doing this I'm like Vanna Whiting at a gala. Yeah. I'm just going to be on stage bringing people on and off stage.
Oh my God. Could you imagine you and me tag team a game show? You're Vanna White. I host the show. Dream.
Speaking of game shows, Vanna White,
tell me.
You are looking at nominated for the Gaming Awards. Oh, is it on your list?
On my list. Let's get to it. I want to talk about you. Can I do your intro?
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen and NBs, please put your hands together and welcome the content creator of the year nominated, Juice Box.
Bam, bam, bam.
So this was cool. I saw you post it. I sent you a message immediately being like, oh my God, what is this publication? How fucking
magazine.
Cool is that?
It's Gaming Magazine and there's someone
with
Gaming with a Y, yeah, Gay Ming Magazine. Mm-hmm. And they put on the Gaming Awards. I think this is their third time doing it, maybe more. But it's basically just like queer content creators, queer games, and all that stuff. I've gotten to work with them. They're really, really cool people. And the other nominees are Chi Chi, Control Art Quinn, Data Dave, Gamer11, I think. Half Moon Joe, moi, Nega Oryx, who I've gotten to work with Dead by Daylight, who is such a cool person, and Pearl Tease, who a lot of people have been tagging Pearl Tease in that as well. and she is very cool.
We've rated In and Out with Pearl a couple of times.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh my God. She has a really cool vibe. I really like her. Mm-hmm. But basically it's happening in LA, and I had reached out to them initially being like, I would love to like host it, or I'd love to be a part of it, or like a presenter, all this stuff. And I think I might've just reposted it, because I think for that you have to nominate people. So I think people had nominated me and then they had chosen me for that. So that was really nice. But I have horrible news. They invited me to come because obviously I'm nominated, but I am on a family vacation that week. So
you're not even
going to
go.
I can't go. I'm on a family vacation. I'm going to be in the middle of the ocean with my family.
Oh my God.
I know. So I have to send in a video for my potential win of being like, thank you so much, but I'm on a cruise with my mom.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm so mad.
I'm mad. I was going to say I'm mad for you. I'm just mad. Full stop.
So mad.
So I'm going to circle back, because I promise this makes sense. I don't know if you saw this. BAFTAs, right?
Yeah.
So the British awards, and they had a best debut game.
Okay.
Who do you think won best debut game of last year?
Last year?
Yeah. They won everything. You're there?
Oh my God.
You on the tip of your tongue? Game. Poker game.
Oh my God. What?
To be fair, it's not a word. So Balatro.
Balatro. Thank you. They won. They won.
So this guy we saw at the Canadian Game Awards, this person won numerous awards and never walked up on stage, is a recluse, essentially. I feel like that maybe is derogatory.
No, I don't think he was even there.
Didn't even show up.
Yeah, right? Didn't even show up.
Won't show up, doesn't want the spotlight, doesn't want anything. I didn't mean recluse, like negative at all. Just doesn't want the spotlight, doesn't want to be a part of it. Sends his representation to collect all these awards.
Yeah.
At the BAFTAs, Juice, I suppose at some point in the recent past, there was a live action advertisement for Balatro, where the Jokers are the main things and the iconic thing from the game. There was a live action one where they had a voice actor, very popular, very well known, Ben Starr, dressed as this Joker from Cards, not from Batman. Ben Starr plays the lead in Final Fantasy 16.
I love him.
He's incredible. He's in so much video game stuff. I watch a bunch of content that he's in.
Me too.
As like just a personality, and I think he's so cool. So
very
they
funny
win
too.
The. Yes. So he played the Joker, right? He, when Balatro won the BAFTA, goes up on stage dressed as the Joker. He attended the BAFTAs in full clown makeup and Jester/Joker outfit and sat there the entire time. And then Balatro
Ben Starr
won.
Or the creator Balatro?
Ben Starr played the Joker. So he went up on stage and did this whole acceptance speech in full costume and makeup and sat for the entire show and wearing it as well.
So what you're saying is, I see it.
You got it. You see,
I got it. I see the vision.
All right. Lay it on me.
So you go to LA for me, full juice box drag, sit in the audience, wait.
Yes.
If I win, you walk up and accept it.
Yes. Incredible. And because we're the same height and general size, no one will notice the difference.
No, not a thing. My tiny, dainty frame and my soft little face. It's like looking in a mirror when I see you.
I'm just picturing me with like just your drag outfits, not something else tailored for me. So just like busting at the seams, like doesn't fit at all.
You've tried on my drag outfits. They fit.
Struggling, but you're right. I have. But I mean, I couldn't get the zipper up on the Elsa one.
Yeah, you're so big.
Yes, I pride myself on my wide rib cage that the corset wouldn't get up. Anyhow, you got nominated. Congratulations. I'm really proud of you.
I'm very excited. I needed
always
that good news.
Yeah, incredible. You got to quit that 6-7 hours a week job, man. If you're sitting here like, I needed good news this week because of my 7-hour part-time job, get the fuck out of there, man. I had no idea.
It pays really good for 7 hours.
We'll find you something else that pays good for 7 hours.
Oh my god. Well, let's flip the script. How are you?
I'm doing well.
How was your vacation?
My vacation was pretty good. It was a bit of a mixed bag. If I came in and was like, oh, it was incredible, every moment of it was incredible, no, I'd be lying.
You look like you got maybe 5 minutes of sun.
So listen, I got a lot of sun. I spent a lot of time outdoors.
Did you?
But everyone and their mother and my mother was like, yeah, sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. And I normally take a hard stance, no sunscreen. I don't like the feel of it. It's gross. I don't like how it feels.
Jackson, you don't wash your face with soap and you don't wear sunscreen?
Well, I wore a bunch of sunscreen in Hawaii. And now look, you can't criticize me for not wearing sunscreen and then criticize me for wearing sunscreen and coming back without a tan.
Well, Jackson, if I can be really honest, your skin, this is the best it's looked in months.
It's just camera tricks.
Do you have the...
I'm filtering.
You have the filter on?
No, I'm not. No, I agree. The sun helped out my skin for sure. But yeah, I mean, I spent quite a bit of time outside. So those who don't know, I flew to Hawaii at the ass crack of morning on Monday and landed back here on Saturday afternoon. So I literally flew out at 6 a.m. I think we were the first or second flight out of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And
where'd you connect at?
Through Seattle. So it was only an hour, and then got on to my next flight, which was like a little over 6 hours from Seattle to Hawaii. So I went to Maui. I went to Hawaii last year for less than 72 hours, and I went to a different island. So this time I was there for longer, and was really, really excited. So got in, and this was a family vacation. So when I say this was a mixed bag, that's mostly the reason. That's mostly the reason. I was like, I want to kick back and relax. The thing I want to do is kick back on the beach with a book. Give me one of those beach fucking umbrellas to stick in the ground next to me. And that's all I want to do. Just relax. No schedules, no times, no phones. And my family had other fucking plans. So every minute of the day felt like it was scheduled for something. For example,
what did you do?
I arrived on Monday. I landed just after noon. Kind of settled in. I was very tired. I slept maybe 3 or 4 hours that night. You might think that I slept on the plane, but nah, I played video games.
Yeah,
more
who does
on
that
later?
Yeah.
So very tired. I was like, great. I'm on a holiday. I'm just going to fucking sleep. No alarms. 8:30 a.m. Knock, knock, knock.
No.
Yep. They sent my cousin, who they knew I wouldn't yell at. And he came in, and I knew that that was the case because the way he phrased it, he says, I've been elected to come and wake you up. And I was like, yeah, because they knew I wouldn't yell at you. So woke me up he said, we're leaving at 9. Yep. Get in the car. Don't really know. People have told me the general plan. So this is something called the Road to Hana. And it's like, they're like, oh, we just get in and we drive. And there's a bunch of places we stop off. And there's like good views and waterfalls and all these really cool things. And I was like, cool. Okay, great. Does it have to be at 9 a.m.? Let me tell you why. Because we started at 9 a.m.
No.
And the day went on.
No.
For 10 hours.
Oh my God. Was this your first day?
First day. Started at 8:30, got in a car at 9, and drove for 10 hours. We got out like four or five times.
Four or five and 10 is not enough.
We were maybe like the balance was generously 8 hours in the car, 2 hours not in the car.
No.
And it's sharp hairpin turns, twist and turn, like curves. Like it was nauseating. It was so stressful, and it was 10 hours of the first day of my vacation spent in a vehicle
with your parents,
with my family. So that, I think that's day one. I didn't get to sit on the beach with the book day one. Yeah.
Day two, give it to me.
Day two, I'm gonna forget what order I did things in. Day two might have been the day where my family wanted to go surfing. And I said, yeah, I'm not doing that. And they're like, why? And I had this real revelation of, I really wish, and it's not the case in my family, I really wish that I don't want to would be a good enough reason to not do anything, but it's not. I need to come equipped with receipts and reasons and rationales that could not be convinced otherwise. So I basically said, I don't have the energy. I don't think I'll be good at it. I have tried it in the past and done so unsuccessfully. And I don't want to feel frustrated on my vacation. So I don't want to do that. And I had to put a stake in the ground and really fight for it. So
did you get to
I got to just remain. I did not get to read a book on a beach. I had to, in a way, very passively, but babysit for a little bit. Very, very passively. There were other people there as well. But essentially,
like a real baby.
Yeah, there was a real baby on the trip. Real baby.
Oh, so you got to hang out with a real baby.
I got to hang out with a real baby.
Immediately, if it becomes surfing or baby, me and that baby are best friends.
Yeah, but you and I are not the same.
Like, oh my God, me and that squishy little baby. I'm going to be like, me and the baby.
The most adorable baby ever. I will say that endlessly. And there is no bias here. There is no, oh, well, they're in your family, so you like them more. No, babies are weird looking. And no. I have no issues saying that. Most babies are fucking weird looking. This baby, adorable. The biggest eyes ever, bright blue, just like calm demeanor. I think only cried like twice because there was another road trip that we were in the car for like 3 hours and the baby cried for the last 10 minutes, maybe. Completely chill vibes. Has learned that the rush, the thrill of having an audience, because there was 11 of us on this trip.
Yes.
And anytime this baby was in the group, all eyes locked in, and you could see her slowly processing, looking around the room at all of the people looking at her and being like, yo, I could fuck with this.
Yeah.
And it was very, very
exciting.
So very simple tricks, two of them, and it worked for 5 days straight. Nope, no clap. This one.
Immediately, yes.
They already know is secondary because they just go, and it works every time. Doesn't matter. They can literally go, and it works every time.
Yeah, I'm
They're
in.
Fucking soaking it in, and I respect
it. I'm locked in. I'd be clapping and giggling.
Yep, yep. The second one, what sound does a snake make? And that's it. We're like fucking putty in our hands, man.
Oh, yeah.
It happened completely unprompted because my mother's afraid of snakes, so I made a joke, and the baby was just in the room. I said, Mom, do you know how many snakes are on the island of Hawaii? And the baby just went, because I just mentioned snake in a sentence.
Incredible.
It was incredible. It was exceptional. Incredible. This was the cutest baby ever.
There is a baby at my gym. His name is Max, and he just learned how to clap.
No shit.
So me and him clap sometimes, and then he laughs, and it's great.
And you're living your best life.
I get so excited. I go over to Max and I go, yay, and he claps and then giggles, and I'm like, nailed it.
You do it all for the applause.
Fucking love babies. Sorry.
No, you're good. But yeah, incredibly cute baby. And speaking of cuties, let me tell you about all the cuties over there at patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there, you can connect with other Barely Gamers and most directly support the podcast. You can find a whole myriad of different content options for you, from full video episodes. You can get the episodes a day before the rest of the world. And at a certain tier, you can get monthly cameo style videos from myself and Juicebox. Every penny of it goes to supporting the creation of these podcast episodes. So we appreciate you all immensely. And an extra shout out to our Patreon producers of this episode, Miss Tiri and John. Thank you both very, very much. John, aka the Bull. Juice is making horns. I almost said
Let's go, Tauros.
Is that Bring It On?
Yep.
Sick. Aren't you proud of me?
Super proud. You gotten so much today. So much. I love that. So what games you play while you were gone?
So I can give you more about like what we did on the day and day, but the video games played a shockingly large part of this trip.
Yeah.
So the 1 hour and then the 6 hour flight, again starting at 6 a.m. That's departure time.
Let me guess.
I went to bed. What?
Animal Crossing.
No.
Okay,
no,
keep
no.
going.
I slept maybe 4 hours and then had like a 9 hour transit. Now you might think that I would go to sleep. I'm too big. I don't sleep on planes well. It sucks. I hate it. I played my Steam Deck 100% of the time I was on the flight.
Final Fantasy.
No. So I downloaded and installed a bunch of new games. I played four new ones on my Steam Deck, three on the way there and one on the way back.
Give me.
First on the list was a recommendation from someone in the Flannel fam from my stream community. Devin said there's a roguelike game that's a hockey game called Tape to Tape. Rogue-like and I went, that's hockey? Weird. How do they accomplish that? So I was curious. I bought in. It was an indie game for an indie price tag, supporting the small studios. I think it's in early access, and it shows a little bit, but it was super fun. A roguelike, you're meant to fail and restart and fail and restart and acquire some power-ups over time, and then eventually make the run at it and win.
Yeah,
I think I beat the game on my second or third try, and I was like, okay. So there's more that they're working on, and it's very clear with some of the dialogue and stuff, but there's a lot of promise there. There's some really cool things about it, and it felt very arcadey hockey game. Like, it feels very NHL 94, one of my first games ever.
And it was super the animation.
Fun. Yeah, very cartoony, very lighthearted. Some of the teams that you play against are like the Knights, but they're all like Knights in shining armor and that sort of stuff. So it was kind of cool. They had a lot of different like variability in the way each round played. I enjoyed it a lot. I'll put this in recommend. Not highly recommend.
Studio.
I mean, I think it's early access. I think once they add more and kind of release their 1.0, then I might circle back and give it a shot. But that's a recommend for me. The next game on the list was a game called Cryptical Path, which was another roguelike that kind of put a spin on it because each room, each map that you place the rooms like tiles on a map. So you control your path and you're constantly doing a risk versus reward. And then it's the very same 2D platformer combat in each room. Trying to get to the boss, beat the boss, and then there's a series of bosses. This one was a lot more traditional roguelike in that it was very challenging and your progress was very incremental and relatively slow.
Wow.
I think it was clever. It was a clever twist on a pretty classic formula. It didn't do much for me in terms of like enemy variety. Very, very by the numbers, I think. But it was quite fun. I enjoyed it. Another one. At firm recommend, not
firm
high.
Recommend.
Firm recommend.
Next.
The next game was a game called Tactical Breach Wizards, which was like a very tongue-in-cheek comedy, very well-written game. Okay. Like sometimes it was all dialogue, text box dialogue, no voice acting. And you as the main character get to choose your kind of dialogue options. All of the writing, when that kind of happens, you can kind of, it's hit or miss, right? Sometimes you're like, oh, that just doesn't read well. Mm-hmm. This was actually really well produced, really well written. And I found myself kind of laughing out loud a couple of times. But basically, you're wizards that operate like a SWAT team. And it's slow tactics-based combat. So again, not for everybody. But I enjoyed this. I didn't put a ton of time into it. I don't think that there was a ton of depth, like with a tactics-based game, a squad-based game. I like to really be able to go in and kind of customize and level up and improve my different characters. And there was a little bit of that, but not enough. So I'll circle back to that at some point. But yeah, between those three games, I think I put in like 7 hours of games on the planes.
Those three.
7 hours across. Four. Well, there's a fourth one on the way home. So on the way home, I started into Rogue Legacy 2. So I don't know the exact origins of roguelike / roguelite, but it might have been Rogue Legacy, hence the name. For me, Rogue Legacy was a game that I started into platformer, 2D platformer, combat, lots of randomization. The concept of Rogue Legacy is that every time you die, you play as the next ancestor in this family lineage. Yeah, it was kind of neat. They don't do a ton of it, but there's a little bit of risk reward as well in terms of like, okay, each character has these different genetic traits. So for example, one of them is colorblind. So you go in and everything's in grayscale. So it makes it a little bit harder to discern where your enemies are and those types of things. So I thought that was really clever. The first one absorbed a day of my life. Like, it just disappeared. Oh, yeah. So getting into the second one, it's been out for a while, but it's been on my list, and I was glad to be able to kind of put in some energy to it. I think in terms of like the balance of progression, almost perfectly balanced. Like, right as I'm about to get really frustrated, oh, I actually made some meaningful progress, and I'm hooked and I'm back in. So that's when I've probably put in like 7 hours into now. I played a little bit since I returned as well, and I'm excited to keep playing more.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to hear what game you have been playing or want to play or are curious about, because I know you mentioned one, and then I can tell you more about my trip and how there was still more games to discuss.
So mine right now is a game that just recently came out, and I have not gotten the chance to play it. I'm still on the fence of either I'm going to play it on Steam, or I'm going to play it on my own. It really depends on kind of where I can get it and how much time I can dedicate to it on stream. I have not been streaming because work has been taking up some time.
Yeah, all 7 hours of it.
I am also the boss, so I have administrative hours that I have to do. So that's an additional like 5 to 6. But anyways, I digress. So it is a game called South of Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'll read the description on Steam. South of Midnight is a new action adventure from Compulsion Games. It explores the mythos and confront the mysterious creatures of the deep south in this modern folktale while learning to weave an ancient power to summon obstacles and unravel your family's hidden past. So it essentially has your main character in the deep south, and it's basically like a lot of like lore from like like Louisiana and stuff. So it's got a lot of roots in like Black history and stuff. All the characters are Black, and there's a lot of like Black music and stuff. So right now it's actually getting review bombed on Steam because people are the worst. And they're saying that it's garbage because it's a Black female protagonist on a game that is mostly about, you know, the Black experience and Black mythology and stuff. So it, for me, it almost looks like claymation. Like, mm-hmm. The animation style is like very claymation-y. The story looks really cool. You have like magic powers, and like everything about the story and everything about the way that it's made like screams that I would love this game. So it's next on my list to play. It looks really fun. Any bit of gameplay I've seen of it looks incredible. And the people who have less of a biased opinion about it say that it is really good. They say that the fights are a little one-dimensional, but the story itself is quite beautiful, and the music is really nice. So you've already got me when it comes to the music's good and the story's good. I'm in, babe.
And for you, like, pretty simplistic is the wrong word, but like not particularly over the top advanced combat. I feel like that's going to be your bread and butter. I don't think that's going to be like an issue or a concern or a drawback for you. I think that's just going to be like, cool. I don't have to spend a ton of time beating my head against a wall in combat.
Yeah. Now I can do fun combat where I'm enjoying myself, still having slightly a bit of a challenge, but then being able to actually like really dive into a very cool story. And like, even just looking at like the animation and looking at the world that they created, it looks incredible.
Yeah.
So
this game, like you mentioned, has a stop motion claymation style to it.
Yeah.
Which is super duper cool. I think there's frame rate considerations too, where I think the main character moves on a slower frame rate than the rest of the world around you. Yeah, this is a super cool game that I've heard a lot about and think is really, really cool looking. So I don't think it's my cup of tea because I don't care about the story driven games, and yeah, Louisiana.
That's okay, babe.
You
can watch me play.
Sure. If you can schedule a stream around your crazy 7-hour work week.
Fuck off.
Louisiana makes my skin crawl, so that's not for me. But
you don't like Louisiana?
No, Louisiana I will never go back to.
You have experience in Louisiana.
Yeah. Louisiana and San Diego are the two places that I never want to go back to. Right, also, maybe China. I just didn't enjoy my time there. But San Diego and Louisiana is like, I was there 3 or 4 times, and every time felt like the end of the world. So those are the two places I really don't want to go back to. But South of Midnight, has a 77 on Metacritic right now, which is pretty respectable. I think super important representation and stories to tell. And I saw a review from Game Informer that was saying something to the effect of, like, when you talk about mythologies, there's so many people that lean into, like, a lot of Asian culture mythologies because they're so deep in history. But, you know, Louisiana and Southern, like, Southern America, not South America, has its own kind of lore in a sense that doesn't really get told often. So it's really cool that this is kind of putting a spotlight on that. Oddly, though, Compulsion Games telling an American folktale story is a Canadian studio based in Quebec.
Oh, really?
Yeah, super weird.
Let's try it.
Yeah. So I again, I encourage you to play it. I think it would be cool. I'd be curious to see it.
Yeah. A lot of the reviews are saying, like, the beginning's really good, but the end is not so good, and, like, all that
and
stuff.
I don't want to open up this can of worms for you because we know how it's gone in the past, but this is on Game Pass. So you could pay $15 and play it for the month if you don't fuck it up.
I was like, you know me in Game Pass. It's just such a complicated relationship.
Oh, my God. but yeah, you should definitely give that a shot.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
We'll try it out. So what else happened on your vacation? Anything? Best thing. Give me the best thing.
We went to a luau.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, it was fun. So for context for this trip, my aunt passed away 5 years ago in the pandemic. Very suddenly, not pandemic related, but passed away very, very suddenly. So we kind of went with the extended family, and it was a special spot for her and her husband because they got married in Hawaii. They renewed their vows in Hawaii. They went on a family vacation once or twice. So this luau was on the anniversary of her passing. It was a big family event, and, you know, we kind of, even the person who served our table, Kyle, who was great, was like, okay, this is for auntie here, like, let's make sure that we do it right. And it was an emotional time, but it was just like plate after plate of just food and food and food and, like, man, a lot of really enjoyable storytelling and the performances as well. But I kind of left there being like, if I could do this everywhere I travel, just sit down at a spot and get like six courses of local cuisine, holy shit, sign me up. That's all I want to do. Like,
Jackson, we should only travel together. That's all I do.
Get food. For me, that's what I mean. Like, when I went on this trip, I want to sit and read and I want to fucking eat food. And
thank you.
Like, get me a good little coffee shop, which I found. There's a coffee shop just around the corner. It was just like a little trailer, basically. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, how did you hear about us? And I was like, oh, I just walked by. I was like, did you guys open recently? And she was like, yeah, like Sunday. I was like, oh, you've been open for 3 fucking days?
You
so
found
I went
it.
Back, went back every day.
I don't think you get it. When I travel, the first thing I do is, where am I going to eat? Yep. And when I finished my meal, I'm thinking about my next meal.
That's all I need.
I love it. I want to eat at the best places. I want to eat at the cutest little joints. Mm-hmm. I want to find the
diner.
Best food.
That was genuinely one of my things when I would travel. We were in a different city each week, especially in North America. Where's the nearest diner? Can I get diner food on my day off?
Mine's not even diner food. Mine's like, give me those like fun spots.
Don't get me wrong. I'm in on all of those too. Diner's like a brunch. First day. Sleepy day. You slept in. You're going to get up. You're going to go.
You're getting a Benny.
And then we can. Exactly. And then we can do, you know, the fancy, the spots, the Instagrammable places with the good grub. Like,
I'm not in the Instagrammable places.
So here's the thing. Neither am I directly. When I use it differently than I think most people. When I was on tour, there would be girls that were like, Juice, I'll never fucking forget this. We were in Turkey.
Turkey. Did you get a hairline? No.
We were there. No, but I saw a lot of people with a lot of like bandages. We were in Turkey for like less than 72 hours and it was a tight trip. So this was a problem because it was very similar to this story I'm telling right now, where the people I was with wanted to do a specific thing for every minute of the day. And that's just not how I roll. So there was one point where we were like, okay, we're going to go get some food. And I was like, thank God, I'm starving. We ended up walking for over an hour because they found this place on Instagram that they wanted to take fun pictures at.
No.
And I walked in the front door and I was like, can I see a menu, please? And I was already looking for what food I was going to order. And they wandered around the corner and they're like, I don't know if the vibe's really right.
Absolutely not.
And they wanted to fucking leave, and we did, because they wanted better pictures. So when I say Instagrammable, that's when you understand that, like, the area provides usually a relatively unique experience. Like, the decor is usually unique. I don't need the picture. It's just good vibes most of the time, and then good food.
An added bonus, I would like to say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just give me good food.
Yeah, give me that. If the food is good, I'm in.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, if I'm going to go to a place and it looks like a piece of fucking garbage, but you are going to give me the absolute best dish I've ever had in my life.
Fine.
Dialed in.
Hole in the wall spots in Japan? Are you kidding me? Just wandered by and there's just a sliding bamboo door and like a glass case with plastic food in it, which is actually in a lot of places in Japan. I was like, hell yes. So we'll come back to my trip, but before we do, I want to circle back to this. You're talking about how we should go on vacation together. Let me propose something to you. Ready for this? It was something that came up in my head while I was on vacation, not spending my vacation the way I wanted to spend my vacation.
And I said,
what if I could spend it going away, doing something that I really liked with some pals? And here's what I came up with.
Guy's trip.
You've met some of the guys that I play games with, my cousin and a handful of other friends.
Can I kiss them?
I already thought through this through. You'll be able to flirt with me like you normally do, but probably don't flirt with them because I don't think they'll be as comfortable with it as I would be. But we pick a spot, right? Probably in the fall when the weather is nice and we get like maybe a cabin. We all bring video games and board games and movies and snacks. And we basically take a 3-4 day weekend just with the boys playing games, nerding the fuck out in like a spot. And then because we're all kind of all over the world, like we would basically, I would try to plan it to like equalize everybody's costs, right? So you would have to fly, other people might not. And basically we would just try to keep it as cheap as possible for everybody, but make it so that everyone pays the same at the end of the week.
I'm in.
Right? Boys, nerd, shit, trip. Let's go.
I'm gay. I need my own room.
Yeah, you'll get your own room. Don't worry.
Nice.
We'll make sure your room has a shower too. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't. You can't put me in a house full of straight men and then make me share a room. It's going to be like, I can't do this.
Nope.
This is bad.
It's really pushing the boundaries.
It's too many. I got to have my own little space.
Yeah. That would be it. We order food. Sure. We can go out for a couple of nice meals, right? Because it's a guy's thing.
Workout?
Well, probably not. we can go for runs.
Thank you.
Yeah, go for some runs. But I think it could be super fun. So I really want to do it. I'm glad you're signed on. I'm gonna count you in. I'm gonna start planning.
Incredible.
And it's gonna be chaos and really
we don't want it to be on a beach. No beaches.
Probably not a beach.
No beaches.
Probably not a beach. There's sand.
That's cool.
Sand is
I don't love beaches.
Sands are stupid. I'm thinking like cabin vibe. Like maybe on a lake.
Love bugs.
We'll throw you in the welcome to BC. There's barely bugs here. I got my door wide open. There's no bugs.
I'm not going in the lake.
I'll throw you in the lake because that's where the lake sharks are.
I'm going to fuck the shark.
Okie doke. The concept of you and a bunch of straight guys in a cabin has really done something to you almost immediately.
Did you just hear my under my desk?
Okie doke. Anyhow, more on that later. So this trip, what else did I do? The luau was incredible. Highly recommend food. Just give it to me. I went snorkeling and nearly had an anxiety attack.
I was like, I don't see snorkeling being
I haven't swam in a long time. Like I used to be a very, very good swimmer, but they were like, don't worry, in salt water you're extra buoyant. And I was like, okay. They're like, we have float belts if you want them. And I was like, oh, you said I didn't need them, so I'm gonna go. I paddled out from the boat and got
riptide
30 yards and turned around and was like, give me the belt. Just throw it at me. And he did. And then part of it was my swimming. And then part of it was I'm claustrophobic. And I snorkeled in the past. I snorkeled in Australia.
Wait. Back it up. Claustrophobic in the open ocean.
It wasn't the space around me. It was the constricted breathing and vision, right? With the goggles and the mouthpiece. And I just started to get really panicky and like I turned back and talked myself down, but it was stressful. That was another one where nobody told me what we were getting into. So they were like, hey, the 11 of us, we're going snorkeling. We got a boat. And I went, great. I was like, I don't know if I want to snorkel. I'll bring a book. And while you guys snorkel, I'll just sit on the boat. This was a boat for like 120 people, and it was full of tourists. And we went out into the ocean, and I was like, nope. And I think I snorkeled more than anything just to get away from other people. I was like,
did you sit on the beach once this whole time?
That morning I went and got coffee and stood on the beach.
Oh my God, Jackson, you went to an island and didn't sit on the beach once?
Correct. I spent an hour here and there standing on the beach in the water, but did not get to sit on the beach and read a book like I planned. I talked to my therapist about this because ahead of time, I was like, I'm going to be around a lot of family. She's like, all right, let's get into it. And I was like, I don't want this. I don't want this. And she's like, well, let's reframe here. What do you want to do on your vacation? I was like, great. That's perfect. Thank you. You're my favorite. I want to sit on a beach and read a book. And I'd love a massage. It's vacation. Let me get a massage. Ask me how many of those two things I did.
Zero
of them. Jeez.
Jackson, are you sure you want to do a boys' cabin?
Because it's different intentions. The plan for that trip will be to hang out and vibe with the gang. The plan for this trip was to go to the beach. Just never happened. What was the other thing? We did whale watching on my last day there.
Yes, you texted me about, you saw a whale.
I saw whales. So that one, the night before, we were on our way back from the luau. And they were like, cool, so we got to be out of the house by 9 a.m. tomorrow. And I went, I don't want to do that. It's my vacation. I haven't slept in a single fucking day, and I just want to go to the beach. And my family yelled at me and were like, it's a family vacation, and basically guilted me into it until I felt terrible and was like, fine, I will be up and ready to go at 9 a.m. One step further, people pleaser bitch boy that I am, went and got coffee for everyone else in the morning. I was like, sorry that I said I didn't want to go to vacation with you. And I got everyone coffee. So,
but I'm the one who has to put up boundaries for my 7-hour job.
Yep.
You're a cuck.
I am.
My God.
So we went whale watching. I got some sun. I got to talk to the guys that ran the thing. That was the opposite. I was like, cool. Big boat. Lots of people. Nope. Small boat. 30% of our group couldn't board the boat because they had back issues. They were a child and like and a parent. I was like, guys, I need more fucking details when we're going on vacation.
Well, yeah, because boat whale watching is small boats because they don't want to scare the whales.
Right? In my head, it was big boat and nobody told me.
Whittle boat.
So.
Did you know when a whale bangs, it's because it's pooping?
When it what?
Like it goes. Whoosh.
Oh, when it comes out of breaches.
Breaches. Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was. Bang.
It's because it's pooping? I don't think that's right.
No, because when we were in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
We watched a whale breach. Yeah. And the lady went, well, there's two reasons that a whale breaches. One reason is the one I forget. And she says, the other one is it pooped.
I don't think
if you look around the whale, it pooped. And right. there was just whale poop.
Right.
No,
right.
It's two times.
Well, that's. Poop.
Or the other thing
yeah,
that I forget.
But the other thing I feel like is probably a higher percentage chance. Also, those are Newfie whales, so who cares?
Yeah, they just hang out in Newfoundland. They never go anywhere else. They're just Newfies.
Pretty classic.
Yeah, yeah. When you call one of those whales, it'll talk to you for like 15 minutes.
Exactly. Nonstop. Yeah. And you'll super retention friendly whales.
30%. 100. Yeah, that's it.
So that was the last day. And instead of going to the beach, I went whale watching and came back, reset. 2 hours later, hopped in the car, 3-hour road trip up a volcano. Which was fine. It was fine. I got to spend some quality time with my cousin and his wife and their little baby. Hung out with their little baby. So all in all, again, it was great. I just didn't get to relax. I didn't sleep in a single day. I didn't get to go to the beach. There were moments where I like was able to sit in the sun and read quietly. I think I had 4 chapters left in my book. Didn't finish it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, other.
Who doesn't sit on the beach?
I wasn't allowed, Juicebox.
But I don't understand why they didn't schedule that in.
They did the day after I left. And also for 1 day. And I was like, holy shit. And again.
Oh, Jackson's leaving? This is the day we realized.
Yeah. None of it was like, hey, man, do you want to come? They're like, we signed you up for this. We put in a deposit. So you better be there. And I was like, great. So coming back, like, listen, I still got really nice weather. It was nice to connect with my family. It was just more of it than I wanted. So they stayed 2 extra days and people were like, wait, you only went to Hawaii for like 4.5 days? And I'm like, that was enough. I knew that that would be enough time with my family. So it was great.
We were only gone 4.5 days. It
flew out Monday, flew back Friday night. Yeah.
It felt like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I also was able to play games with one of my cousins, played a game called Don't Starve, which is like a survival style game. Don't Starve Together. Yeah. Survival game with like a really unique art style.
When I look up games for us to play together, that's one of that comes up and I always think, nope, too hard.
It's too hard. It was too hard. I got frustrated.
We would starve.
Yeah, it was tough. And then there were two little children that were my cousin's kids, different cousin. They were 8 and 6, and they continuously were like, hey, come and play games. The place that we stayed in was really nice, and it had a loft, and in the loft, it had two side-by-side flat-screen TVs, each with an Xbox and a bunch of beanbag chairs.
Incredible.
So they were like, come play games with us. All of the games were shooty-shooty, Call of Duties, Destinies.
So you kick the shit out of those old fuckers, right?
No, they're 8 years old. They're not playing shooty-shooties with blood and murder and guts. So I was able to find Minecraft was installed on both of them, and it was a journey. It took me like 20 to 30 minutes to figure it out, but eventually I got them playing Minecraft on console sitting side by side. And I was like, if I was 8 years old, this would be my fucking dream.
Yeah. You crushed it. That was second cousin.
I don't know.
Second cousin. I would have been elated. Would have been super excited. You would have been my favorite person in the world.
Thanks.
Christian,
thanks. But yeah, that was mostly my trip. Like, hey, I said, games, you know, spread throughout, bit of a mixed bag. Listen, as much as I complained in this retelling, I was very happy to reconnect with family and enjoy the beautiful weather and the moments of silence, of quiet and relaxation.
The 5 moments of silence.
Mm-hmm, all of them.
The whole 30 seconds of silence that you got.
Well,
I'm happy that you're home, and I'm happy that we are back on our regular best friend schedule. Really nice for me, selfishly.
Best friends.
Schedule.
Best friends.
Doing things on the internet.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. And with all of that being said, I got to say this, Juice, that is part of your vernacular. You say, and with that being said, and you transition between things, and you do it all the time. It's seeped in. I start doing it now in everyday life. I'm like, and with that being said, I'm just going to head to bed now. Like, I do it all the time, and it's because of you. With that being said, we have come to the end of our episode. Thank you all so very much for listening. Making it this far means you're my number one. You're my boo. You're my ride or die. Mm-hmm. And speaking of ride or die, I'm going to throw things over to Juice here to let you know where you can find us off pod.
If you guys want to support us outside of the Patreon, you can always follow us on Instagram at itdangerpod. Jackson is always putting up fresh and fun content there. We've got Twitch clips. We've got stuff from the pod, and it is always fun and exciting, and we appreciate it. If you are listening to us, don't forget to shoot us a rate or a comment. It helps boost us up in the algorithm so new people can find us and get annoyed. And don't forget to join us next week, where Jackson and I are going to talk nipple piercings. Are they the future?
To be the future.
I don't know.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Okay, bye.